Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17. Yeah.
Jim Blasingame, thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen to podcasts, you can watch videos, you can check out all the Brain Trust members that are there. Find the ones that are specialists in what you've got going on, whatever you're excited about or frightened about, and find one of them and go read what they have to say. Go listen to what they have to say, as they've told us on the show, and we've recorded it right there for you. So check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Having a great visit with our good friend, Tom Asacker. Tom is an almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, an author extraordinaire, A Little Less Conversation. Tom, is that the last one, A Little Less Conversation?
I think the last one was Opportunity Screams.
That's it, yeah. I'm on the road, so I don't have your books in front of me. Opportunity Screams. So tell us how we can find your books and all the things that you do, Tom.
Well, you go to Amazon and just punch in Opportunity Screams. You'll find all my other books as well. Or you can go to my website, tomasacker.com. Just punch that into the Internet. Any way you think it's spelled, you'll probably find it because that name is fairly unique. So.
Yeah, it is pretty. It's pretty unique, and it's attached to a pretty unique guy. So we're talking about change. You're saying that change is and what I've been talking about, Tom, is for years now, is it's not just the change. Change is not really new. The new thing about change is the velocity of change, the number of the compressing of time between one generation and the next generation from obsolescence to renewal. And one of the things we were talking about was how do you think about change? And you wanted to go really deep. And one of the ways that I talk about going deep on change around here is making sure that I'm not just managing change, but that I'm leading change. And that speaks to an example that you gave us in the last segment. What do you think?
Jim, the thing here that I think people don't realize is whether or not they do anything, something's changing around them anyway. I mean, I've got a saying by G.K. Chesterton on the wall here that I look at that reminds me all the time that I have to change things. He said that if you leave a thing alone, you leave it to a torrent of change. If you leave a white post alone, it will soon be a black post. If you particularly want it to be white, you must be always painting it again. That is, you must be always having a revolution. And see, we're missing this. And I'll tell you why we're missing it. It's a funny thing. I read it in this management journal the other day. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. The title of it was Functional Stupidity. And I read this. I said, what in the hell is, what is, and this was written by a bunch of, psychologists and sociologists. And it's a new management theory. And this is what it says. It says that the absence of critical thinking in businesses and organizations creates unity and consensus, right? Because nobody's questioning anything. That improves productivity. People focus on the task at hand. But they're stupid because they're not looking at the changes that are going on around them. So it's
right.
Functional. They're getting a lot done, but they're not really looking at the questions that need to be asked about whether or not the activities, they believe in their activities. Don't get me wrong. That's the funny thing.
Well, and hey, Tom, it's paying the bills today, too.
Yeah, okay, it's paying the bills today. It's like this, the episode of The Three Stooges where water gets in the boat, and so Mo tells Curly to take a drill and put a hole in the bottom of the boat to let some of the water out.
Well, one of the things, as you may know, Tom, that I'm really focusing on this year is helping small business owners to understand that they have to be, they have to think of themselves as one of the jobs that they actually have, whether they know it or not, and that's being the CEO of their company. The management will take care of itself. It will remember itself, the management of the business. But where's the business going? What's it going to look like in a year or two? Where are the threats and opportunities going to be coming from? That's a CEO's job. And what you're talking about right now are things that the CEO needs to be thinking about. If you're operating in functional stupidity, that means that you're not being the CEO of your business. What do you think, Tom?
Well, Jim, everybody gets this functional stupidity thing. Listen, you're a writer. I'm a writer. Have you ever written something, a page for your new book, and then read it and reread it, and then thought about editing it, and then changed a couple of the words, and then reread it after you changed it, and it doesn't sound as good anymore?
Right.
Right? Because why? Because you've read your own words so many times.
Yeah, you can't edit your own stuff.
Yeah, they feel right to you, don't they? You look at it and you say, geez, that just feels wrong now that I changed it.
Right.
That's why CEOs and writers need editors. CEOs need somebody to edit what they do. They need people to walk in there with fresh eyes and say, man, this is not a good website design. I don't care how long you've looked at it. It's not good.
Right.
They need to bring people in and they need to listen no matter how much it hurts their feelings or their sensibilities. That's a hard thing to do.
If you're not willing to become uncomfortable about your own ideas and to have and to be tested and pushed back on about your own ideas, then you cannot seek excellence and you probably won't survive. Hold on to that thought, Tom. Tom Maysecker is our guest, folks. Check out his website, TomMaysecker.com. Quick break, 10 till. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.